I think that it's Philip Rosedale is the first person to come to mind.
Philip's awesome. Do you want to tell us a little bit of just so people know who Philip is?
So it's interesting in that it's weird that actually when I think about that, I would pick Philip. And the reason being is that Philip. So thank you for the wine. I wonder if that's picking up by the speaker. It sounds like
I want the. I'm aggressively pouring. So thank you. Picked up by this mic.
So Philip created a virtual world back in the day that was really popular way before its time, called Second Life. Mm-hmm. And it became extremely popular. And later, like all internet things, eventually declined in usage because it just wasn't as cool as it was when it came out. And he then went on to start a company that, you know, he tinkered around with a handful of different things. They didn't quite work out. And now he's on to his next thing called High Fidelity. But the reason that I say Philip is that success in my mind doesn't necessarily mean like huge IPOs and exits and things like that. The thing that I like about him, and I shot a couple of video interviews with him on my series on Foundation that you can search Philip Rosedale Foundation on Google and find. But
Foundation.kr.
Foundation.kr.
You let the .com slip.
Right. Foundation.com was not available.
The .net? Which one did you lose?
It was .biz or something like that. And I let .kr slip, but I got it back. Okay. So anyway, the thing I like about Philip is that he is such a rare person to discover. I feel like I'm lucky that I even know him, because he's a big thinker. He's a crazy mad scientist.
Yep.
When you watch his interview, you realize that his ideas and his passion and just where his head takes things is so unique and so big picture, like bigger than you could ever dream up on your own. Like when you think of ideas, we're like, oh, wouldn't it be better if there was a better way to keep our, you know, like, and it's something like super stupid that you want. Like, you know, like I feel like our ideas are like, you know, just improvements of the incremental, like pre-existing, like little problems that we have, that like my toilet paper runs out, I'd like to get a notification. Like it's like dumb stuff, right? You talk to him and like you realize that like he is thinking about things like virtual economies and like currencies and using your iPhone as a miniature computer while you're sleeping that does little virtual tasks and assists people like in other places. And you're like, dude, you like, they will someday, when you finally have that moment, that idea that is the right idea at the right time, when it hits, like they will write books about this guy and movies about this guy. It's rare to find those people.